You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Triticale. Tritahu? No, it's not a leafy green, but it sounds like it, depending on how you pronounce it. It's pronounced triticale in Great Britain or triticale in the United States. Triticale is a genetic cross, not a hybrid, of wheat and rye. It was introduced in the 19th century and is used mostly as forage grains or cover crops. It's great as a cover crop in areas of erosion with its strong root system, but triticale can be used for human consumption as well. It can be grown like wheatgrass for juicing or ground into flour for baking. It can also be sprouted and cooked or malted and brewed. Ideas abound. It has a lower level of gluten than wheat, so it's generally combined with wheat when baking bread because it tends to be pretty dense. So we're growing triticale in our test garden this year, and it takes about 4 to 6 months to come to fruition, so we'll report back our findings when we finish. In the meanwhile, consider growing triticale or another grain in your garden this season to generate biomass for your compost bin and to get something tasty for your kitchen as well. And remember, we have a lot of events coming up, including our next spring garden planning workshop and a slew of tomato events coming up. Check out this month's newsletter for more details. Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.